A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Samach Tes, Baba Basra 69a, pagination is 137. We'll start on the facing page, Masnisin, about 9 lines up. Hamocher Esas Sadeh, a person is selling a field. And the Mishnah lists off a number of things that are going to be included in the sale, even though presumably they were like borderline, you'd think maybe they are an asset independent of the field. For example, at the end of the line, Ve'es Hakonim Shebekerem, there were reeds in the vineyard that are used for the vineyard. Shem Litzarko, they're used for the vineyard. Implied here, of course, is that the vineyard itself was included in the field, sale of the field. It's not considered an independent asset. The grain that's growing, that's still attached to the ground, is included in the sale of the field. On the next line, the guard hut, if it's not made with clay, so it's not considered an independent asset. The carob tree that is not grafted. And the sycamore tree that was still in its virgin state, it was not yet cut, not yet pruned. Adjusted. Avalomochar, and the Mishnah continues, but there are things that are not considered assets included in the field's sale. For example, Loasakarim Shabikarim She'enon Litzarko. There are reeds in the vineyard that are not meant to support the vineyard. Veloasatvuashi Telusham and Akarka. Grain stalks that are already detached from the ground, they're not considered part of the field. Unless, Bizman Sha'omalohi V'cholmasha B'socha Reikula Mechurim, unless he said the field and everything that's in it, in which case all of these items would be included in the sale. The last two lines of the page, Benkach Uvenkach, regardless of whether that statement of everything in the field is included, meaning even if he said those words, you're still not going to have the following items included in the sale because they are so significant and they're considered independent assets. The Rashbam, in a beautiful description, says if a person has three fields and he sells two of them, it doesn't mean he sold the third. And here also, the following items are going to be so significant, they're considered fields of their own, and they're not included in the field, even if he said, and everything that's in the field. They're literally considered independent fields. At the end of the line, V'lo asa shemira she'asuya betit, if the guardhouse was made with clay, then it's independent, it's not included in the sale. V'lo asa charuv hamurkav, the carob tree that was grafted, v'lo asadon hashikma, and not the sycamore tree that has been pruned. These items are so significant, they're considered fields of their own. Now, a guardhouse that has been made with clay is fairly easy to understand. It attained a status of its own, and it's not included in a field. It's almost like a house of its own. As far as the carob tree that's described as grafted, it is probable that this is referring to the fact that the carob tree works with male and female trees, and one method of cultivation is to actually graft male female branches into the opposite one in order that it should produce fruit smoothly, easily. And that grafting was part of true cultivation. So if the carob tree did not have that done, then it was considered like an ordinary tree, and it was part of the sale. But if it was a tree that was grafted, and perhaps this is what it's referring to, then it ready, it attained a status of its own. Likewise, regarding the sycamore tree, we're being told a difference between besulas hashikma, the unpruned, and sadan hashikma, the one that was pruned. In Navi, in Tanakh, we find the shikma come up in different places, and it's described by the Mefarshim as an ilan garua, a not such a good tree, that produced something like te'enim, a type of fig. And indeed, in a number of places, it's described as such. There is an interesting statement, however, in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Chaf Zayin Chaf Ches, where we're told that David appointed special monitoring for certain produce, for certain trees, and the Pasuk describes shikmim in the same context as zesim, olives. And it would seem that this tree, at least under certain circumstances, attained a significant status in produce in the situation that was worth being monitored. And perhaps that's the same distinction that our Mishnah is making between besulas hashikma, if it was just let to grow wild, or sadon hashikma, once it was pruned and cared for. Jumping on to today's daf, the last line, the Gemara makes reference to this Mishnah, v'lo es charuv ha-moker, v'lo sadon ha-shikma, and continues. Mino ani mili. How do we know that there are going to be trees that are automatically included, and there are going to be other trees that are going to be so significant that they maintain their independent status, and they're not included in the sale? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the Amar Kro, the Pasuk by Avram, Pashas Chaye Sarah, when he buys the field as a burial place for Sarah, Vayokam Sidei Ephron Asherba Machpela, and the Pasuk continues and describes V'chala Eitz Asherba Soda Asherba Chol Gevulo Saviv, and all the trees that were in the boundaries. Says the Gemara, Mishet Tzorech Ligvul Saviv, it's referring to trees that need the boundary to define whose they are. Meaning, an ordinary tree that doesn't have a special name to it, and whoever has got the boundaries has got the tree. Yatsu Elu, however, if you have a tree that has a name of its own, it doesn't rely on the boundaries to know whose it is. It has a name of its own. Whose tree is this? Those trees are not included in the sale. That's a different assessment. We have to know whose tree it is and whether or not it was being sold. The trees that were ligavul saviv, that were based on boundary, those trees are included in the sale. On a practical level, perhaps in our time, such a significant item that would automatically be excluded from the sale unless it would be purposely included, in other words, something that would be similar to this Charuv HaMurkov and Sadan HaShikma, the grafted carob tree or the pruned sycamore, the post can give an example of Aruga Shel Besamim, a row of spices that perhaps would have its own status. And even if the person said, I'm selling you the field, but something that has its own very special status might actually be excluded and certainly should be itemized in the sale if it's meant to be included. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.